Hail the Young Professionals, it's Robert.
Hi, Robert. It's Tina from Local Splash. I saw I just missed your call.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to talk to you about fixing this whole payment situation. I don't know what we got to do. I know it has canceled, so I didn't know what the process would be for fixing the problem.
So, let's see here. I can start the payments off fresh if you wanted to continue, and rather than worrying about the one from 9/13 and then the next one that would come up on 10/13, we could just collect the past due now, and that will reinstate your account, and then your next billing would be pushed out to November 10th. The only thing is, since the tracking number has been disabled, I don't know if we can get the same tracking number, but if not, we can purchase a new one for you and just update it on all the listings.
Okay, how long will that take?
That usually takes 1 to 3 business days, but we're in California. It's only 10:30 in the morning, so I would imagine they'll even get it done today since it's early. But, you know, if not, no later than Thursday.
Okay.
And so, the same thing with the orange banner on your site. The site didn't completely come down yet. Right now it's still up, but it has the orange banner on it. That usually is removed within one business day. But again, since it's early, I think that'll come off today.
Okay. So it's what, the $199 is what I need to give you right now?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll request that we retrieve the same tracking number, but if any instance it's not available, I'll have them get a new one for you, and then they'll reach out so you know what it is. And then you'll see on your website and on your Google listing that that new number will be updated. But for the new billing, is it still the Charleston Way for the billing address?
Yeah. Well, okay. Honestly, I'm going to be real with you. I just got a divorce and I moved, so I actually live somewhere else. If you want to change it, you can.
I need the address that goes with the credit card that you're going to give me. So if it's still tied into the old address, we can leave it. But if you've updated it to the new address, then I'm definitely going to have to update it too.
Yeah, I haven't updated it. I mean, I literally live like one block over from there now, so.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear about your divorce, but what I'll do is I'll put it in the priority notes, the new address, so in the future if there's any problems, we'll just have it on file, but for now we'll leave it at this, and then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
4639.
Okay.
7100.
Okay.
0014.
Mm-hmm.
5123.
5123. Okay, expiration?
09/24.
9/24, and then the little code on the back?
577.
577. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then all I have to do is notify the technicians to reinstate everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, that one went through. It set your next billing at November 9th, so that's just a day sooner. So let me fix that and make it November 10th, since today's the 10th.
And it'll come out of the card I just gave you, right?
Correct. That card you just gave me erased the former one. So moving forward, it'll always stay on this one. And then let's just see here. Edit subscription. I'll put delete and recreate future invoice. That way it'll show for the 10th. Okay, we're good there. And then what is the new address, just so I can put it in the priority notes?
412
mm-hmm.
Birch, B-I-R-C-H, Street,
mm-hmm.
Trustville, Alabama, 35173.
35173, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I put that in the notes, so if there's ever a problem with the billing in the future and it says that maybe you updated the address on your end, we will have it on our end. So client moved new address is, and then I'll put in case needed for billing. in case needed for future billing. Okay, so I will get that orange banner down, and I'll get the new tracking number up for you. So if you have any other questions, you can call me, but if not, you're good to go. Okay, Robert?
Hey, let me ask you a question, a couple questions, actually. First of all,
yes.
The tracking number thing,
mm-hmm.
is that something that, say if we use my regular number, it mm-hmm. wouldn't record the calls and all that like it does with the tracking number, right?
Correct. If people would just call you and you wouldn't have them recorded or anything like that. It would just be like if they called you outright.
Okay. Because the thing
yeah.
is, like, when they call me,
mm-hmm.
they it doesn't show me their phone number. I used to get a text message with their phone number in it, which
mm-hmm.
was fine. But for some reason, I switched phone carriers a month or so ago. And when I switched phone carriers for myself,
You don't get them anymore.
I quit getting the text messages with their phone number in it. And see, and I have to think about it because sometimes I have my customers, like when I talk to them and they want to book an appointment, if I'm driving, I tell them just text me their info. Well, when they text me and they're calling from the Google line or from the recorded line, I don't think that thing receives text messages because I don't get the text messages when they do that.
I see. So then you have to actually give them your number, and then it may be inconvenient
right.
for them, too, if they're
right.
at work or driving or something. I see. So what I would recommend then, since you like the feature where the calls are recorded, but, you know, that's a little bit of a downfall, is we have a brand new app that goes with the tracking number. It's in a beta stage, but what they're telling me is that in the app, you're able to respond and have people text you, and it'll come to you back and forth. So what I'll do is once the new tracking number is set up, I'll have customer support reach out to you, and they can show you how to download that app and how it works. Because people are
okay.
saying that that works a lot better than just, you know, because when you receive a call, does it say local leads or does it actually say the tracking number is calling?
Well, it used to say the tracking number, but what I did was I saved that tracking number in my phone as
mm-hmm.
Google lead. That way I would know what it was when it was calling.
Oh, that's nice.
But,
yeah, you recognized it.
Yeah, so anytime my phone said Google lead, I knew it was somebody calling me about service. So if I was in a customer's home or something, I could step outside or
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know. And then if they give me a new number, then I will change that in my phone so that it'll say that. To be honest with you, the recording part of them, I don't even look at that. Like, I never even go look at the recordings or listen to the recordings when they record the phone calls. So that feature is not really that important to me. If there was ever a situation where there was a dispute between me and a customer on whether or not they wanted me to do something or if they signed up service or whatever, then, you know, I might use it then. But I don't really use that feature. I like having it because when people call from the website, I know it's coming from the website.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of want to keep it. So I just would like to be able to see their phone number because – you know, I don't like having to ask them, like, what's your phone number? Because nowadays everybody's like, oh, it didn't show up, you know, which it generally does. So, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, I can work through it, you know, and if that app thing works for me, that'd be great. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I think that'll help you a lot. And like I say, it's in a beta stage, so I'm not 100% sure how it works, but I know that
mm-hmm.
it has more features than what you have now. So I'm going to have that department reactivate the tracking that you have now, if not get you a new one. And then once it's up and running, I'll have customer support reach out to you to show you how to download the app, okay? And then if you ever want to try it down the road with just your phone number being promoted, that's an option too, because if you decide, oh, I really miss having the tracking number, you could go back and put it on. But the nice thing about it is, you know, people that do listen to the recordings, usually they're listening to it for, number one, either quality assurance purposes, if there's other people answering the phone, which for you that wouldn't be applicable, Or two, sometimes they listen to it if, you know, they're driving and someone says, hey, my address is 123 Main Street, you know, and they forget to write it down. They can go back and go, oh, shoot, I forgot to write the address down, and they can go back and kind of listen to the call. So, yeah, there's definitely some added benefits. Plus, there's the press one, press two greeting on it, which eliminates a lot of spam callers. Because if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two, so they'll fall off. And when you get the calls, it's an actual person on the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So can you put in for me, I'd like to talk to, because before the line got messed up, my calls have dropped off tremendously as far as booking work, because we're real down right now. I don't know if there's something they can do. I know I called them a few months ago and they placed like, they put one Google ad, one Google post up on my Google page. I just want to see if maybe there's something we can go through and maybe to spike my visibility, because I feel like it's not getting seen as much for some reason. And I kind of, you know, I need to get business back up because it's real, it's off right now. So.
Okay.
And I know that's not your department, but if you could put in a request for to have them call me, and I can sit and talk with them for a little while and see what we got.
So we have a queue, and it's actually called Posts, and I can send that over to them to set up a post for you. I can even have them set up weekly posts. So I think I'm going to have them do that, set up weekly posts. When they do it, they're just kind of generic, but they help your rankings and they help you get better visibility. And then the one thing you can do on your end, Robert, is to work on getting some more 5-star ratings on your Google listing. You already have an impeccable rating, but I'll send you the review generator email again just so that you have it. And then that way, if you get another 5-star rating here and there, that obviously will help you too, okay?
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, yeah, so that email will be in your inbox, and then for now, you're all good to go. I did put a note in here for the technicians that once the call tracking's set up, they'll have customer support reach out and help you with the app, okay?
Okay, that'll work.
All right. All right, well, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
You too, thanks.
Thank you, Robert. Bye.